So with me now is Andy, Ryan, Joel and Adam from Lawson. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Great.
How are you?
Oh, I'm great too. It's been a while since we've heard anything new from you. Where on earth have you been hiding?
Been writing an album and recording it. So we've sort of been away for like a good, probably a year. We've now came back with a new single called Roads. So hopefully you like it.
Yeah, I have heard it. It's very good. It's out
Fantastic. In
a few weeks'
Thank
time,
you.
May the 10th. So obviously, you know, you guys are older and more mature now. In what way do you think that's kind of a come across in your music?
I just think there's a natural progression in everything we've done. Musically as well, as musicians, we've really, you know, come along, and there's so many different things we've experimented with in this album, and a lot of inspiration from Nashville as well, where we actually recorded the album.
Well, when I was reading that you guys recorded the album in Nashville, I kind of heard something I didn't actually know about you, and that's what that you're quite heavily influenced by country music, aren't you?
Yeah, we love the whole American music scene, to be honest. I think the thing is with Nashville, the reason why we went out there is because it's such an inspirational place, and it makes you raise the bar a lot higher for your own musical sort of tastes. And you know, we had an incredible time over there, and Blackbird Studios, where we recorded it, is a really famous studio. You know, Kings of Leon had just been there before us, and Maroon 5 are next door.
Wow.
And so yeah, we had a lot of fun, and Nashville is a place as well. We had a lot of fun there, you know, had a few nights out and stuff.
Oh,
so.
Did you?
Oh yes.
Oh yeah.
Do you know, I've never been, right, but it's one of these places that I'm dying to go, because I'm like you, I'm a massive country fan. Who's your favourite? Like country artists, would you
it's
say?
Tough one, isn't it?
I'm a massive fan of Carrie Underwood and the Dixie Chicks.
Oh yeah,
oh, yeah. Carrie's amazing. Yeah.
Love
isn't
it.
She? She's brilliant.
I really love personally Keith Urban. I think Keith Urban's great. Lady Antebellum, who I saw at Hyde Park a couple of years back, they were amazing. I think what's happening in America at the minute is that country is kind of coming over to pop a bit, and country music's always had such incredible songwriting and amazing songs, you know, historically. I think it's a great thing for music, really. We've not really got onto it in the UK yet, so
it's essentially how Taylor Swift started, wasn't it?
Well, exactly, yeah, that's it.
It's a country artist and then made her way over to, you know, mainstream. So it's an amazing music scene over there. Just to visit is incredible.
So I have to ask, when you're constantly together on the road, you know, gigging or recording music, you must get a bit fed up with one another. What little things annoy you about each other?
We actually don't really get that annoyed with each other, to be honest.
Oh,
we're quite good
on.
In that. So, no, honestly, I'd tell you, if there was something, I'd tell you. We've been together for like 6 years now, and anything that was going to annoy us by now, we've erased that. We've pushed that out of each other's personalities.
I think back in the day when we used to tour up and down like the pubs and clubs doing these like tiny little gigs, and we'd jumpstart the van after every show, I think because we spent so much time doing that kind of stuff, nothing really annoys us now.
I don't know if I believe that. who would you say is the most lazy? There's always somebody that's like the last one getting out their bed.
That's you, Ryan. I
struggle getting up. Once I'm up, you know, I'm all right. But getting out of bed...
We're always waiting for Ryan in the lobby.
Getting out of bed's a really, really hard thing for me to do, I'll be honest.
What about practical joker? There's always a practical joker. Who's that?
We all like a bit of a practical joke, don't
yeah.
we?
Yeah, I mean, we're all jokers. Always,
there's a lot of jokes flying around the van.
To be fair, I mean, the banter is relentless, to be fair. I mean, I literally grew up with my dad and my brother, who literally used to just rip me, and my mates used to rip me. And like, if you couldn't take banter like that, then, you know, you were done for. So I think coming into this band, you know, if you make one mistake or, you know, you step out of line anyway, you will get ruined, basically, by the rest of the lads. So.
Which is good, really, because we bring each other down to earth.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
an amazing
That's
thing
good.
We're doing, and it's good to just sort of...
It's good fun.
So as well as music, when you're in a very famous band, you know, social media is a big part of it. Are you guys active on Twitter? I know you've got Twitter, but like, do you read the tweets that people send you?
Yeah, we've always been really kind of active on Twitter.
Right, well, what I'd like to do is I'd like to put that to the test, right? So I've done some digging through your Twitter accounts, and I'm going to read out a few tweets that fans have addressed to each of you individually. And
okay.
What I want you to do is to try to guess or remember which one of you it was for.
Okay.
So,
I like this.
In response Danger. To a tweet about hearing yourself on the radio, one fan tweeted one of you saying, "I imagine you smiling, hearing your voice and your heart racing, pounding, fluttering at the thought of others enjoying it." Who was that?
That is
for?
A very well-written tweet. Very,
yes, yeah. It is. Your fans are very dedicated.
Very verbose and articulate. Yeah, lovely.
And I meant to say as well, there's lots of little emojis with little hearts and kissing you and, you know, love heart eyes.
I think seeing as Andy's the only, you know, the singer,
yeah,
I think it's got to be towards him. He's the only singer, so.
That's a smart response. Well done. Yeah, that was for Andy.
There we go. See, logic.
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 One fan has tweeted, "You rhino."
It's got to be me, Andy.
There you go. It's Ryan. Right. Be me. That's Ryan's nickname, Rhino, so that'll definitely be at Lawson Ryan.
And what about this one? What did you eat before bed? Question mark.
That's very odd. Mm. Very odd.
That's strange. It's probably got to be Joel or Ads because you haven't been used yet. So
I don't think it's me. I haven't seen that tweet.
Yeah, I haven't
seen that either.
I can
so.
Tell you it was for Joel.
There you go.
Joel, well, yeah. He's a fan of a snack before bed as well.
Marmite on toast or something, you know, partial.
Last one. You probably know already who this one's for. It's in response to a picture of a clown. And it says, "I don't know if that clown is tall or if you're really that small."
And the truth is, I really am that small.
Are you shorty, Adam?
No, basically, this is the problem I've had since day one in the band. In every photo shoot, I'm standing on yellow pages, I'm standing on wood blocks, because the other boys are just so tall.
Because luckily, at the gigs, you're on a big drum riser. You're taller than everyone.
And you're shitting down.
Yeah, no one even knows. It's great.
It's just that moment at the end of the gig when we come to bow, and then everyone's like, "Wow, that drummer's short."
Well, if it helps, you know, I kind of know how you're feeling because I'm pretty petite myself. I'm only 5 foot. So there you go.
I like that. I wouldn't say I was petite, but thank you.
I definitely would.
I'd say you were petite.
Yeah, I'd say. Adam,
thanks for that, though.
Yeah, yeah. Well, nothing wrong with being petite.
Well, it's a shame because I've completely ran out of time and I wanted to have so much more fun with you. I have loads of things here I wanted to do, but I've no time.
We'll be back. Don't worry about that.
Right. Well, listen, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to me, and best of luck with the up-and-coming album.
Thank you very much.
So much. Cheers.